For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is part two of our interview with Maya Salavitz. She's the author of the new book, Help at Any Cost.
The things that have been done in the name of saving people from drugs are horrifying. I mean, it's really the use of fear kind of shuts down the higher regions of your brain, and you just become prepared to do anything. You know, because, oh my God, my kid's going to die, so I have to do anything. You know, and people get really, really, really extreme. And, you know, parents are told, I think you're referring to the story of Richard Bradbury, where the parents were told, Bradbury's sister had a very serious problem, and the parents were told if they didn't put Richard, who didn't have any problem at all, into the program, that they would throw out the daughter, who really did have a problem. And so, you know, it was horrific, and it was, you know, completely unnecessary. And, you know, what is actually done to the kids within the programs in terms of, you know, sort of constant humiliation, constant emotional abuse, the regime is set up so that, for example, kids have to spend, you know, 12-hour days sitting on hardback chairs and flapping their arms in order to get called on. And if they don't participate, they get thrown on the floor and restrained. Now, fortunately, the organization that pioneered that so-called technique no longer exists, but unfortunately there are about 7 or 8 programs that still use that method that are still open.
Well, there are escort services, kidnap services, really,
yeah,
that grab your youngster, cuff them, and take them offshore to some of these camps. Let's talk about that aspect.
Well, I mean, it amazes me that people think that this is a good idea, because basically what you're doing is, you know, what's the place where you usually feel safest? At home in your bed at night. And here they are sort of aiming for maximal disorientation. I mean, it's sort of taken straight out of the CIA handbook for how to interrogate suspects. You know, disorient them, get them in the middle of the night, get them when they're confused, make them feel strange and weird, take them out of their beds, you know, handcuff them. And then, you know, unfortunately, often the escorts lie to the kids about where they're going and what they're doing to get them to be compliant. And then when they get there, they get this horrible shock of being in this place where, you know, if they say the wrong thing or move the wrong way, they are restrained or attacked. Kidnapping is known to be traumatic. I mean, people have got post-traumatic stress disorder from simply being kidnapped out of their bed at night. Of course, the parents are standing by and saying, you know, oh, we love you, son, while they, you know, take you off. They don't do any criminal background checks on the people that work for these escort services. So you've got, like, sex offenders, literally people who've molested their own children, who go into people's houses in the middle of the night and take teenage girls out of their beds in their nightclothes.
Do you ever wonder why our nation is destroying its seed corn? Maya's website, by the way, helpatanycost.com. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.